Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sisters United. Listen, another day that the Lord has made. Let's see what we have on the line. Which hopes do we have on the line with us already? Talk to us this morning.
This is Keisha. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Keisha. What's going on, girl? What's going on with you?
Not too much. Just trying to keep it all together and, you know, go through the motions as the world, you know, life in the world happens, you know.
Yeah, because we are we're in a real, I want to say strange time, but we really can't, and I'm sorry to get spiritual, but we really, you know, as Christians, we know that God said, you know, there's going to be some things happening, and they're all coming to pass, you know. Yeah,
yes.
They're coming to pass. Go ahead.
I said, yes, that's right. So, mm-hmm. I'm just here.
All right, let's get this show started. I want to start the show off with definitely letting you know what's going on in your weather. And when we come back, we're going to dive into a couple of topics. I want to know what Miss Keisha has for us today, see what she's talking about, and we're just going to have a good time talking and communicating. You know, one thing I do want to talk about is communication today, so we're going to, and how important that is to relationship, regardless of what relationship it is, so we're going to talk about that today. But as I get our weather up and running, I want everybody to go ahead and share the show. If you want to listen in, you can dial in at 347-826-9424, or you can just come to our page, which is blogtalkradio.com/mygospelsoul. Yes, we are part of the My Gospel lineup, so we invite you to join us, become part of our family. As we grow, and our audience is growing. We are on iTunes, iHeartRadio, we are on Deezer, we are on Spotify, we are on a number of platforms, Podbean, we're everywhere. So if you are a person who loves to listen to podcasts, then you can find us anywhere. Just Google My Gospel Soul, Our Sisters United, and wherever we pop up, go ahead and chime on in, leave your comment. One of the ladies, me, or Keisha, or Love Jones, Tammy Lily, or any one of us will get back with you and get into some things. So let's see what's going on in our web. Those of you that are listening in the Houston area right now, it's mostly cloudy late. Then it's becoming partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-90s, south winds, 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it's going to be partly cloudy, lows in the upper 70s, south winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. For Thursday, it's going to be partly cloudy in the morning, then clear it up, highs in the mid-90s, south winds, 10 to 15 miles per hour. The heat index reading, my goodness, is going to be hot, 105 to 110. And for Thursday night, mostly clear until late night, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the upper 70s, south winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. All right, let me let you know what's going on your Friday. Partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming mostly sunny in the afternoon, then becoming partly cloudy again late in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-90s, south winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. And the heat index reading is ridiculous, 105 to 110. It's going to cool off on Friday night. Going to be mostly clear, lows in the upper 70s. You're listening to Sisters United Talk Show, where we are encouraging, empowering, and just, inspiring you to be all that you can be. When God made you, He did not make a mistake. Amen. He said, it is good. All right. We want to welcome Tammy Lilly to the show as well. What's going on, Miss Lilly? What's going on with you today?
Hello. How's everybody doing? I am doing superb.
Amen. That's a blessing. All right. We want to go ahead and get into our topics. Again, if you want to call in and talk with us, talk along with us, with our topic today, you are welcome. Today I want to start with Ms. Robertson. Talk to us, what topic do you have for us today? I'm excited because I always like for the topics to be shared right on the show so we all could get a fresh look or a fresh response on what we have today. So what do you have for us today, Ms. Keisha?
I just wanted to talk about, the way that things are going on this day and time, then it's okay not to be okay.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who are really, holding it together, for their families and things, so strong or whatever. But I get a lot of inboxes and messages from people, asking me to keep them in their thoughts and in their prayers, and then, they go back, to their, homes or whatever, and post them on Facebook, and they just look like, it just would appear, that they're really okay. But there are a lot of people who are really hurting. There are a lot of people who are not okay. So I just want to encourage today some people, I can only speak to you from a Christian perspective because that's who I am. That's what I, and it was so interesting that Queenie saying that it was a strange, some strange times, but, if you're a Christian, God said that there were some things that was going to happen. I was like, my God. She came on in with that, and it's the truth. This is what's going on right now. Trouble don't last all the time. I mean, it just don't. So, go ahead and pray. It's human of us to worry, but, if you truly believe in God and, everything like that, if you're going to pray, don't worry. If you're going to take something to God, really focus and work on leaving it there. You can't worry and pray at the same time. Although we do it, but you have to keep yourself, focused on, I gave this to God, He can handle, you just have to keep moving forward. Encourage some friends, pray for some friends, leave some time out, for yourself every day, to just really sit up in prayer because, there are a lot of people in hospitals, there are a lot of people at home, who are sick, who are, know, just dealing with things or whatever. And it's not anything in particular that they're doing or not doing. This virus is out here. It has no perspective of person or anything like that. And you don't have to be, you know, clubbing or, well, you could just be going to the grocery store with your mask and everything else on. And, you know, just things are just, you know, happening. So, you know, don't take it as a direct hit on you or your family or anything like that. You know, things happen for their reasons. You may not ever know. But I just want to encourage some people today, just to, you know, keep pushing forward.
Right. You know, as you talked about that, it is, as we learn the word of God, it says perilous times shall come. And that's why I said, you know, as believers, we ought to, for those of you that are believers, we should, like you say, we shouldn't be worried right now. We should be praying. We should be covering our families. I was speaking with a young lady this week, and I was saying, it's the blood of Jesus that will make the difference today. And we know as children of God to pray. We know as children of God to trust Him, you know. And I guess today is a show of inspiration spiritually, just to build you up and help you understand that God has no respect of person. And He is the same miracle working God He was back then when he rose Lazarus from dead, when He healed the sick and gave sight to the blind. Same
right.
God, same Savior, you know. And we have to walk in that faith and on that foundation of knowing who we serve. You know, it's a little difficult for those that aren't quite all the way in their relationship with God. Sometimes it gets hard sometimes. But I like what you said about it's okay to not be okay. He said that in our times of weakness, He is made strong. You know,
yeah.
You have to understand that God knows right now, even if we're running around, oh, I'm blessed and highly favored, oh, highly favored, highly blessed, we're saying all of those things. And I believe in speaking those things that be not as though they already are. But I also believe that in His word, when He says, those that worship Me must worship Me in spirit and in truth, you have to be truthful with God. You know, sometimes even when we're praying, we're not completely truthful, you know. And we have to be able to say, Lord, I'm weak right now. Lord, I'm worried right now. Lord, I need You right now, you know.
Right.
And He meets us right where we are, you know. So that person that's listening right now in this strange time, in this time of, for some of us, despair, I'm believing that you could draw some strength from the show today and know that God is hearing your prayers. Know that God is walking with you and He'll never leave you nor forsake you. We also, Miss Lily, do you want to say something on that today?
Yes, ma'am. When you brought about the topic, brought about the question and so forth, I was just like, that is so true. There's so much going on. I mean, it's not just one thing. It's a bunch of things that's going on in the world. And a lot of us, unless you're living under a rock and you live in a secluded area and you don't never watch the news and you don't never go nowhere and you're like a turtle in your shell, you know all the things that's going on. You know all the things that's transpiring in this world today, and it's enough to break anybody's spirit. Even a person that is strong in their faith is enough to break your spirit. And it's just so important to stay in constant conversation, in constant, say, you know, close to God and stay and prayed up and staying in that conversation with God, because that's what prayer is. Prayer is a conversation. It's not just me talking one side to God and say, oh, Heavenly Father, bless me, watch over me and be with me. You also have to take the time out to actually listen to what God has to say back, because He do talk back despite of what people believe. He's not only speaking in his holy word, but he's also speaking to people. If you talk to him and wait for him to talk back to you and open your mind and your heart up, and you know how to listen to him, because it's not like a regular conversation you have with you're sitting out face to face to face to face with somebody. It's more than that. You have to listen with your heart, you know, and you also have to listen to him to speak to others. We speak to you through others and speak to you through his word, things that he's already said in his word. So if you're not spiritually bounded and you don't have your anchor, this time will just break anybody. And I don't care how strong in your faith you are, because it is a lot. And I see a lot of things that's going on, and I'm just like, my God, you know. But because of my faith and things that I've been through in my life, and I've learned how to see things, accept things how they are, and know that God is still in control no matter what happens. I don't care if the world falls or splits apart. I know that God is still in control. You know, it could be half the world can bust up in flames. I know that God is still in control, because, I mean, he told us that he was going to do certain things in his word in Revelation. The book was written and it was eaten. So, I mean, I know what I know, because I know what I know, you know, and that's all I've ever had was my faith. But everybody don't have that. And it's okay, because we're human, you know. It's human-like behaviors for us to fear things when things are crumbling around us. And all we do is see destruction on TV, when we turn on the TV, on the internet, Facebook. It's just everywhere. You can't help but see it, because it's just there. Unless you're living under the rock like a turtle, you know that things are not right, you know, in the world. So I just love that topic, that just because people sometimes can appear that things look okay to them, but things are not okay. And you know what? It's okay to be transparent. If you're not okay, say you're not okay. Don't sit around and pretend for people that you're okay, because you're not okay, because God knows all and he sees all. He knows you're not okay, and he needs you to be honest with him, not because he needs you to be honest so because he don't know, because he already knows. He needs you to be honest to him for you, so you can seek his faith. So I just love that topic, and I need people to pray for those who they don't see, you know, those who are not okay, you know. Things are falling around them, because, you know, it is. This is what it is.
Yes. Yeah. It's just what it is, and you're so right. You're really right about that. We have Love Jones on the line. Love Jones, you want to say anything about the topic that we're talking about? How is this, I love the way Keisha said it, and it needed to be said. It's okay if you're not okay. Okay, it's okay. Talk to us, Love Jones. What do you want to say on the topic?
I agree with Keisha. It is okay that you're not okay, because, Tammy said, it is a whole lot going on in this world, and if you would know that if you're not up under a rock, and you don't, you know, if you don't have a TV, like she said, if you don't have a TV or anything, then I understand you wouldn't know. But I believe everybody knows that it's a pandemic. I understand people know we're fighting for our rights and equal justice. So I'm sure that a lot of people not okay, because when your family's in the hospital, you're usually able to go up there. And now we're not able to go up there. People are dying alone, you know, not sure. They question themselves. Even though they know that their family loves them, it's like your mind can sometimes play tricks on you to where, like, they're not here. But, you know, right now they can't be here. Unfortunately, my family is like the family that goes to the hospital, and it's like 100 of us. So now we nubs can go. We just like, oh my gosh, you know, we just pray though. And that's all that I do. I pray for everybody right now. I could say that I'm good, but it's been days that I haven't been good. So what for this topic is a good topic, because letting people know that it's okay that you're not good, because it's a lot going on. It's a lot to take in. So I just want everybody that's listening on here today to know that it's okay. Like Keisha said, it is okay. and this too will pass. That's how I feel. You know, I have to have faith in my God, because if you don't have faith, you will waver. You will waver down to where then you think there's no one there for you. So I just say keep up the faith, and just know this too will pass.
It will. It will. And, you know, I think our duty as human beings is to be there for people. You know, one of the things that was not popular before this pandemic hit, okay, was people were not close. Everybody was texting. Everybody was Facebook was enough. Nobody was socializing. And now that you have to live like that, you know, it's like a have to, you find people irritated and aggravated. I guess because now, mm-hmm. you know, the choice is off the table. Now you have to turn on the video call. You have to teach the, and let's get into that too, how we have to get our elderly up on technology and ways, mm-hmm. creative ways to still be mm-hmm. able to interact with family members, because whether we know it or not, see, back in the day, we put the elderly in the nursing homes. We called them old folk homes, mm-hmm. and stuff like that, and we neglected them, you know, because we figured they all right, you know. And now we're finding out that the nursing home ain't that safe. It's not, you know, we knew it, but now we have to find creative ways, like sitting outside the window and sending uh-huh. in iPads and tablets and phones so that we can actually see them, you know. And I'm going to just throw this out there. God has a way. He has a way for us to wake up and pay attention. He really, really does, you know. And I'm appreciating, even though this is a strange time and a time of sorrow and mourning for a lot of people, it's also a time where we're realizing that when the importance of family, the importance of communication, the importance of attention, because what is keeping a lot of people, not just those that are dealing with depression and all of these things, it's important for you to not just call, but to see their face, you know, to make a connection, to say out loud, I love you, to say out loud, I miss you, to say out loud that we appreciate you, to say it out loud. I think that this time has brought a lot of us into a new place of communication, you know, healthy communication, healthy relationships, facing, even in the household, bringing people together to like married couples that were avoiding each other, now you have to deal with each other. Mothers and daughters that were so busy, now you get time to build and get closer to each other. So do anybody want to talk about that? Have you what you have experienced in communication, bonding, and all these different things during this time?
Well, I can say, this is Keisha. I can say that my family is, you know, we're all pretty much close, you know. And when I say my family, I'm talking about, you know, like my mom, I'm with my mom, my brother, my son, grandchildren, you know. That's my, you know, immediate family. My grandmother just passed on. We are all pretty close anyway, but. And I know my son loves me to death, but he says it more, you know. Now my brother tells me he loves me anyway, but you know, just these things right here. I have cousins, you know, that'll inbox me. They haven't before. Y'all all right over there? Everything going okay? You know, let me know if you need me. You know, and just different things like that. So, you know, I just think that it's important. And just as you said, God has his way. His will is going to be done, period. You know, so by whatever means, he has to make that happen. You know, it's going to happen. So, you know, just some of the creative things that I've seen, people with these birthday parties. Well, my grandmother went home. She was in a, well, it was a nursing home, but they had a skilled nursing facility. She had fallen, so she was trying to get the rehab, you know, to help her be able to walk and stuff again. But we had to talk to her through the window. And that ain't what I wanted to do. But, you know, that's, you know, what they had in place because of, you know, the different things that are going on. I've been to drive-by, drive-by birthday parties, and my goddaughter's having a drive-by baby shower. You know, it's just so many, you know, things that people have come up with, you know, that have made things much more interesting, but, you know, it happens. So, I don't know. I just say, I don't know if you're a relationship, if you don't have a relationship with God, I'm just saying it might be something you need to go ahead and take care of. You know, I just, you know, I don't see another way of things happen. So, this bumper sticker that I saw one time, if you're living like it's no God, you better be right. I'm telling you, that made me laugh so hard, but, you know, we have to. You know, we have to do better.
I think that God put us on a pause, and I know people probably wonder why I say that all the time, but I believe he put us on a pause because we wasn't doing the things that were important. Like you said, Queenie, that as far as the relationships, people didn't have time. Now it's like you have no choice but to have time because that's all you have sitting at home. So you want to call and see how that person is. You want to be able to go and see them now, but you can't. So you're longing for that, to go to visit people, but you can't visit them because due to the corona, or you can't hug people because I'm a hugger. I'm normally a hugger. So I hate that I can't hug my family and my friends like I normally do. I enjoy getting out, talking with my family and friends and doing things. So being at home is fine for me right now because right now basically I'm going to work and coming home, going to work, coming home. So that's fine, and it has put some I can tell you this, Corona has truly helped me. I thought of everything in my head, but it's from so many things, so many different ways of doing things these days, that it's amazing that you see how people get out there, like he's saying, the drive-by baby showers, the drive-by birthday parties and stuff like that, or the virtual birthday parties or the virtual graduations and stuff like that. I think it's so cool that we are using our minds for more than what we were using it for at first. We took a lot of things for granted, and I just thought, God is the way. I can't, you know, like he say, hey, I can't make nobody go there, but I can tell you what he has done for me, honey, and he is still working on me. So with him, all things are possible for me. So I just want to tell y'all that. I just, that pause is something else. Make you think.
Yeah. I like how you said that pause. Because indeed it is a pause.
Yeah.
It is a pause for And it's like, and you can't help but to see God all in this. You can't help but to see it.
Amen.
You know? And I think that a lot of time, you know, and a lot of time sometimes we can't see God because of everything that we have going on. Now, I went through a time in my life where I had houses, cars, I mean, just everything just going on,
right.
You know, just, and just was doing everything. Watch this. And was going to church and doing all of these things, right? And then all of a sudden, I just started losing everything, you know?
Mm.
It just seemed like it just was slipping through my fingers, right?
Uh-huh.
And so I went into prayer. I was praying and crying and all of this kind of stuff. Going through a divorce, I'm talking about losing everything. It wasn't just a few things. You know, I'm talking about everything. And laid out on the floor. I remember at the foot of my bed, had to move into a government assistant apartment, and was on the floor at the foot of the bed just crying. Lord, what is going on here? You know, Lord, if I lose one more thing, I don't know what I'm gonna do, right? And the voice of God so clearly said to me, he said, I removed all of these things so that you could see me. I removed it all so that you could get back to me. And I was like, when I say, you know how to say you sobered up quick, I sat up at the foot of that bed, and I couldn't do nothing but humble myself to the power of God, you know, because he's in full control. See, and a lot of times we get in the promised land, or we get into that good place, that happy place, and we stop seeking him, and we stop praying, and we stop giving him the glory. You know, we'll say, oh, God did it, but are we bragging or are we giving him the glory? You get what I'm saying? So it's like God bring us to that place where he says, I need your attention. I need you focused. And this is what he's trying to say. I'm trying to cover you. I'm trying to protect you, but you are so caught up till you don't understand that it's praying time. You don't understand that it's time to cover your children in the blood of Jesus. It's time to call your daughters and your sons and give them wisdom and knowledge. It's time to prepare them because something is coming. And I believe that I was at this church some months before Corona and all this stuff happened. And the Holy Spirit had told me, he said, tell the church to find out where their family is. Everybody, find out where they are and get your family. Find your children. You're mad at them, make up, get it right, because something is coming. And I told my mom, I saw my mom's house in the vision. I saw my mom's house was torn down, and the church that I was standing in, the walls was ripped out of the church, right? So a month ago, you know, during this pandemic, my mom's house is being rebuilt, and the church, the very church I was standing in, is being remodeled, the walls and everything. And my mom called me. She was like, girl, I was like, we have to understand that God is in full control. He knows what he's doing. It's some things that's happening right now. And as a child of God, as children of God, we should, like I said, we should understand, or we should watch the signs of the times. We should heed the warnings of God. God will remove everything. He will pause us. That's why I love that. He will put us in a pause, you know, for us to understand, hey, children, it's kind of like you walk in the room and you want your kids to pay attention to what you're saying. You take the game control out of their hand and cut the TV off. That's how he's doing us right now. Hey, come to that. You know. Yeah. Ms. Lily, you want to say something on me?
Well, I mean, it was so well put from all of your ladies. All I can say is I just agree, you know.
Go ahead.
Tell you.
All right, everybody.
Hey, I love that we are speechless, though. That's a beautiful thing.
Ain't it? Well, I'll tell you what, while we're speechless, I'm going to play a song from one of my CDs called Father, right here on Sisters United Talk Show. Right there.
to get me through. Please tell me what to do. I'm crying out to you.
Oh, my God.
It apart, betrayed by deceit and lies. Forgiveness has me on the rise. Jesus is my sword and shield. All my sins he paid to be. Yes, I know that he is real. That's why I call his name. I call him my
Father.
Relevant things for these times, and people want to hear about them, and so give me a sec, if you come back to me.
Okay, that's wonderful. So dealing with so much happening in the world, seeing a lot of people become very, very creative. Since we are talking about this strange time,
I like what Love Jones say. You see people getting out, and Keith said, you see people getting out and they're becoming motivated to find creative ways and creative things to do. So we definitely want to give some suggestions. So ladies, just go into your pocketbook, not your creative pocketbook. Now I know Keisha is creative, and I know Love Jones is creative. Let's just name a couple of things that people could probably get into. I know one thing I got into is crocheting, I think. And my sister is about to show me how to knit. I think it's knitting with those needles. Yeah, so she's going to be teaching how to knit. So what are some of the things that that you could suggest for people to maybe try out while they were going through this time?
I know something that this is Keisha talking. Something my daughter really likes the Japanese culture and all of these kind of things, Chinese culture, Japanese culture. She likes Asian, you know, it's Asian, I don't know. But so one thing that they do is with paper, they make all of these different shapes and stuff like that, and you have to be very, like, precise and fold them and get these different little animals or shapes to come up with the paper. It's called origami. And it's very relaxing. I'm not very good at it yet. But so I've gone online to learn how to create these little paper figures, these little figures with paper.
Okay.
And some of it gets real creative. They make baskets with it, and they get to get different color paper. So you have these really nice, you know, figures and stuff like that that you just do with paper. And like I say, it's really relaxing, you know, to me. So, and I've really sewn. I've been in the sewing machine since the seventh grade. So I don't really sew clothes. I like crafty type things, you know, make crafts and that. So, you know, I've done the math, you know, but, yeah.
Well,
so those are the kind of things.
So, Keisha, tell us, I know I was talking to you about sewing machines. If somebody's listening, they, what sewing machines do you have?
What sewing machines what now?
Your sewing machine. In case somebody's listening and they are in, you know.
And it still works. So my dad's mother was a seamstress. She could really sew. My Aunt Vanessa could really sew, too. So I took a sewing class in the seventh grade at home ec. You know, they had home ec in school. So I made this Mickey Mouse sweatshirt that somehow ended up with three arms because I turned the neck into an arm. Anyway, she felt like that was some creativity in that, okay? And she bought me a sewing machine in the seventh grade. I actually still have that sewing machine, and I use it too from time to time. So that one is a baby lock. Well, they don't make the baby lock anymore because I forget the name of the sewing machine, but the name of the fabric store, but it's not in business anymore. Cloth World. Got it from Cloth World. That was the name of it. And Cloth World is no longer in business, so. But I have a brother sewing machine, too. That's the one I use most of the time. I actually bought that one because I thought my daughter, because she's very, very creative, I thought she would learn how to make clothes or, you know, things for her dolls, because she would always take fabric and paper towels and when she was very little and use rubber bands to tie them up and do different little things. But no. So I'm using a brother sewing machine right now. But, any of them are really do. They all are, you know, I don't sew enough to, like, have one brand that I put over another brand.
Yeah.
All right. One thing that I could tell all the parents out there that have all the little kids in school. I'm a grandmother, so I've had my granddaughters for a while. And I know kids probably getting on your nerves. They were bored because they can't go here. They can't do that. But what I do with my granddaughters is I keep them educated. And what I mean by that is I get words that I know that they're supposed to know how to spell, and I make them stand to the wall, and I want them to spell it correctly and use it in a sentence so that I know that they understand it. And if they do, then I have them walk up. I have a granddaughter that's 5 years old. Well, she's six now, six, seven, and nine. And at the time when the nine-year-old was spelling words, now the six-year-old, she knows the words that the nine-year-old knows. So it also helps the kids get ahead because they want to be able to spell the words that their older siblings can spell. So from a kindergarten to a third grader, the kindergartner has really, her vocabulary has really expanded. And I just think that once they, whoever gets to the end, I give all of them something, but I give the one who made it all the way to the front a little something extra. That keeps them excited. It keeps them out your hair really, because you're just sitting there. You can still be sitting there looking at your TV, and they got to spell it right. It's not really any time-consuming because it's like instead of you yelling and screaming, stop that, quit that, you need to go look at TV. You need to go put all the tablets and all that stuff away and just give time to the kids because that's what they need. I feel like that's what a lot of kids have missed. So I think that in this pause, God wants us to give them kids what they deserve, and that's time, because that's all we have right now, y'all. And so hopefully that'll help y'all be able to help the kids and help yourself be sane. That's my thing.
Yeah.
That
works.
Yeah,
that's true.
And it works with math, too.
It works
for
anything.
Yeah. Yeah,
I used to work
so
in
it's exciting. They get excited about it.
They do. I used to work at a daycare, and I had 15-month-olds. And they would always nag to say, kids come out of Miss Keisha's room ready for college. But I would do things like we would play alphabet hopscotch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you would have to say the alphabet as you jumped on them. I had the Legos separated by color. You know, so if you didn't know the alphabet, you know, and that's how you get your Legos. Your Legos with your reward.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you only know two alphabets or if you only know one color, sometimes I would do it with the colors of the Legos too. If you only know one color, you can't build a house with one Lego. You know, so
mm-hmm.
it would all be, you know, we would go fishing for colors. I mean, just whatever I had in the room to
mm-hmm.
you know, get and come up with or whatever with the kids. So that's really important or whatever. You can get real creative with learning. And stuff like that.
Right now, these kids need that. Right now, they can't be in school. They need to still be learning. And anyway, when they first start learning, it's at home. Like, why not?
Supposed to start learning. Well, you're right.
You're right. They might be learning some things they don't need to, but, you know, hey, I guess they still are learning. But I just think that if we give them the time that they need, they deserve. Because when they get preteen, child, they don't have time for you. They don't want to be bothered. You want to be all in their business. Now they don't want to be bothered with you. Get the time while you can. So they'll appreciate it when they get older.
My children still sing songs. I saw. Listen, my son is 26, and he told me, he said, Mommy, you remember when you had us singing their birthday, my daughter's birthday is February, and they got to singing, my birthday is February. You know, I was like,
oh, yes,
really?
Indeed.
Really? Really? And,
but that's a good thing
because
they
learned
that. Yeah,
they remember. And when they were learning their verbs, you know, I was like, single verbs had emphasis on them. So I was looking at them, they was just, I was like, y'all old people now. Y'all can just, you know.
But that's a beautiful thing because they're going to teach their kids that. You know,
they're
going to help their kids be able to understand. And their kids,
and
you know, and that's a beautiful thing. That's why I tell people, like, I get that kids can be a handful, but if you, all you got, it's the simplest thing that you could do that a child
yeah.
gets so excited about, and you'd be shocked, like, and it'll make you feel, you'd be like, well, hey, I don't need to be watching this TV. I need to see where they're at. And you get all excited,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I play board games with my grandkids. I don't, we don't do the tablets. We do board games. I believe in board games. And my granddaughter, she's 9, and I play Scrabble with her, and I showed her how to do it. And she don't know big words, but she knew small words. But she knew that if she small words on a triple and a double, that it's going to make a big, you know, amount of points. And she almost beat me. I beat her by 2 points, like literally. I was like, okay. She got it really quick, and that, you know, that excited me. I was like, oh, wow, like, okay. You know,
okay,
but, yeah.
Yeah. But
those
phones are kids, too. I know I taught my daughter and my granddaughter how to spell their names with a song, Jessica song, J-E-S-S-I-E-E-A, Jessica.
Yeah.
So, you know, she was just doing it, and before she knew it, I mean, before I knew anything, she didn't realize she was spelling her name, but it did. And then my little grandbaby, hers was B-A-I-L-E-Y, her name is Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y. B-A-I-L-E-Y, and Bailey is her name, you know.
Yeah.
So,
see, that's what I was doing.
You know, just little things
of totally
them, they don't
it.
Even know they're learning. So, yeah, that should be a show
yeah,
all
mean,
itself, creative ways to teach.
I know, right? my daughter had
well,
five names, y'all. Five names,
yeah,
and I taught her name by singing her name, and everybody that used to hear me sing her name, they still say, I remember that song when you was teaching your daughter her name. And I was like, what? It's like, Tartangela, LeVette Star, Kimberly Brown, Mama, love you. And that's how she learned her name. I be singing it to her because it was five, you know, names. Yeah. But I totally agree with the creativeness with the kids. And
Yeah. Yeah, well, Tammy, are you ready yet?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay, we're listening.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Some may know and some may not know that yesterday was a well-promoted day. It started out within the Facebook group, expanded out into some of the celebrities. They was doing the Blackout Day, 2020, and the day was July 7th, and it started out as one day, and then it's supposed to spill over into the way of life. And I'm just curious, did anybody ask you? Participate in the Blackout Day. And for me personally, I actually, you know, did. I've always been a big advocate on supporting my Black-owned businesses because I'm a big advocate of hashtag support against support. And I know that if I support somebody else, that support will come back to me. And so, When I got up, I said specifically I was going to participate in that day. Previously, I had, you know, made sure that I actively, purposely spend my money with Black-owned businesses. But yesterday, I didn't spend absolutely no money anywhere else other than a Black-owned business. And because I live in Hempstead, there's not a whole lot of Black-owned businesses here. So, I actually just, I stayed in my office and pretty much just used what I currently had to, you know, prevent from, you know, making other purchases and so forth. And it was kind of like this thing where I had certain things and I needed other things, not necessarily needed, but I wanted other things like certain condiments and so forth that I did have. Or I wanted a salad and I didn't have it already, so I just kind of, you know, made do with what I currently had because I had made a commitment to take advantage of this Blackout Day. So my question is, how many actually, you know, heard of that particular movement, and how many actually participated in that movement? And if you didn't participate in that movement, are you planning on participating in the movement? Because although it's specific to one day, it's actually supposed to span out something as a way of life.
Okay, well, this is Keisha. I personally, excuse me, on Tuesdays, I this is just the day I elected, but generally on Tuesdays, I go to a black restaurant that I've never been to. Now, I might go other days too, but specifically on Tuesdays, I'll seek out a black restaurant that I've never been to before. And I'll go in and, you know, order from or, you know, like pick up or whatever. I'm not dining in anywhere, but go pick up food and, you know, and see what that's all about. But I was talking to, I have a friend that has a talk show. He does it Monday through Friday. And so we're going to team up and do black businesses, period, not just the restaurants, but I'll you know, and I'll share that information, you know, or whatever, through, you know, one of our channels or whatever. But just to kind of see, you know, what's going on and who's doing what or whatever, and, you know, come back and give that report. So it's something that I do anyway. Whenever I can, I do black owned. I supported black business yesterday. Miss Queenie had a $4 sale yesterday. And let me tell you, I had to count my $4. How many $4 can I do? But I got in a few items from her $4 sale. You know, I have a friend that does T-shirts. I came up with a design. I didn't come up with a design. She's going to come up with a design, but basically I just want a shirt that says I support black business. You know, so she'll come up with, you know, a design or something like that. You know, I'll get that shirt. But it's really important that we support each other.
Awesome. Okay. Well, Love Jones, you want to say anything?
I did participate in the blackout. I didn't buy anything from non-black business owners. But I did not shop yesterday, though. I didn't shop at all because, first of all, I was just at home. But I didn't shop on yesterday. And I know we wasn't supposed to shop at other establishments. And if we did, it was black-owned. But yesterday I participated by not shopping at other establishments, but I did not shop at Black Home because I didn't, have to wait. That's why I had to give me some coins up today, y'all.
I know that's right.
Shopping my Black owned businesses, because I love them, honey. I do. Because I'm always saying we are so creative, child. Mm. We are so creative.
Well, let's see, I shopped black business yesterday. I sold as a black business yesterday. I think that is so awesome that it's needed because again, going back to being supportive of one another, a little difficult for us to, I don't know why it's difficult for black people to support one another, but I think it was, yesterday was an awesome day. It was very, very good. I think that anytime we as a community get together and begin to support each other and spend money with each other, it's like putting food on each other's table, you know. It's like helping keep the lights on. We don't work. You know, back in the day, they used to do rent parties and all kinds of stuff to help each other, you know, take care of each other. And families used to work together to take care of each other. So I thought yesterday was a very, very beautiful thing. I think it really just should be what we do. And hopefully we will catch a hold of that. It'll become contagious, you know. And look, we'll spread that instead of corona. You know?
Okay.
And just really, really start to show this world what we are capable of through being vintage for each other. So this has been a wonderful show. We have went over time. But to God be glory. I'm going to go ahead and ask Love John. Go ahead and sign off for us today, Love John.
This is Sultry. I am hurt, and I am everything, y'all. Peace out of there. Peace and blessings. See y'all next Wednesday, every Wednesday.
All right.
10 a.m.
All right.
Oh, yeah, a.m.
Miss Keisha?
Okay. So this is Keisha Robeson signing off. Sisters United, and just remember, it is okay not to be okay. This is a right now situation. It's not a last situation, and just go ahead and push. Pray until something happens.
Amen.
Signing off.
All right. Okay, Miss Linda.
I want to thank you, everybody, for coming on, listening, coming on, and participating. Let's keep this momentum going. Let's grow and go bigger and bigger and bigger, because anything that God is a part of is not meant to be small. It's meant to grow to something big every single Wednesday at 10 o'clock. And I do want to remind everybody to make sure you pre-order your book for myself while your refund is so low. You can go to my website, www.tammylily.com. I am actually having advertisement space, because although I'm asking for your support, I'm also wanting to support you. I'm always putting something in there that can bless another business owner. Make sure you get your exposure in your business, get that access to that 30,000 potential audience, potential customers that I am I have access to and study growing. I constantly go out there and look for new people to get exposure to. So add 30,000 potential customers. It's growing more and more every day. Thank you so much for listening, you guys. Thank you for participating. Everybody have a blessed day. Be safe out there.
All right. All right, Mrs. Queenie signing off. Remember, without faith, it's impossible. Please, God, but with God, all things are possible. Who cares, God?